Blog Talk Radio. Sit down, Felicia.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Hallelujah. For tonight, Bible study. Amen. It's good to see everybody here in Bible study on tonight. We have a little technical difficulties here tonight, so I hope you all can hear me good and clear. Amen. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. My sister Fidelia is here. Sister Fidelia, if you can hear me clearly, can you press 1 for me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, amen. We thank God that I'm coming through clear. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me and that I'm going at a good tempo for everybody to receive the word that's going to go forward on tonight. If you were with us on last week or not, hopefully you had the opportunity to go back and listen to last week's Bible study. And if you haven't, to be caught up where we are today as we're studying deliverance and spiritual warfare. So today we're going to be talking about the spirit of Belial, the wicked ruler. So before we go into that, welcome everyone. If it's your first time here with us in Bible study, welcome. We'd like to welcome you personally here today. We want to pray before we go into our study on tonight. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And through this precious blood, we come, Lord God, to receive on tonight. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you, Lord. Father God, we come, oh God, to be changed on tonight, oh God, by your word. Oh Lord, that our minds may be renewed, oh God, that we shall not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds with your word, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your word brings healing and redeems us and sanctifies us. Hallelujah, makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you right now, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, do a new thing in us, for us, and to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the lesson in the scripture to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Father God, we ask, oh God, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, and that we can minister ye one another, that even the lost may be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace. We thank you for this day and this set time and hour that you allowed us to come to receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a mighty pouring in on tonight, oh God. That all that is in Bible study will be changed, and those that we have an encounter with, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line right now. We come against every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. We come against every spirit of pride, fear, worry, oppression, depression, sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, inflammation, or virus of any kind, known or unknown to me and right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome everyone. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glory to God. We thank God for one more time to be here. I also like to pray for those that are sick and shut in at this time. We pray for their healing right now. We pray for a speedy recovery, that their healing will spring forth speedily in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that there will be no delays. Hallelujah. To their healing. Amen. Hallelujah. That peace come and be still. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone. Good to see you, Sister Connie, here in Bible study as usual, and Sister Pamela Townsend. God bless you. Good to see you, Sister Carol Billett and family, and Evangelist Kimberly Rafferty and your family, and everyone else that's here on tonight. There's just a few phone numbers that I do know by heart because I see y'all every, if not, we talk on the phone or I see you in Bible study at church services. So I kind of know you all's number by heart. So, amen. God bless you and your families. I pray all is well with you. Know that we here at the Gospel Public Ministries are covering you in prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. No matter what you're going through right now or dealing with, I want you to understand and know, be encouraged, because God is able to do all things. He's able to step right in if you just trust him and give it all over to him and get out of the way. So God can have his way. I was telling someone today, when we get in the way, God gets out the way. But when we get out the way, God will have his way. So we just have to get all the way out the way. Amen. We serve a mighty God that is able. Hallelujah. So just get out the way and let God have his way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, you all, we're picking up from last week. Today we're talking about Belial, the wicked ruler. If you go over to the book of Matthew with me, Matthew chapter 12, verse 45. Matthew chapter 12, verse 45 with me. I'll give you all an opportunity to get there. And then we'll have time where we'll have the line will be open for any questions or comments. And I'll let you all know when the time comes. And if you have any questions or comments at that time, just press 1, and we'll be happy to hear from you, any comments or questions that you may have. But if we go over to the book of Matthew, chapter 12, hallelujah, chapter 12, you all, verse 45, chapter 12, verse 45, like I said, I'm going to make sure I'm not going too fast. Amen. Because I do get a little excited, but in Bible study and church service, it's hard for me to slow down because I'll be so excited. But in Bible study, I try to make sure I keep it at a pace that we all can kind of, you know, go along with it. So Matthew chapter 12, verse 45, and I'm coming out the King James Version. Everyone, Matthew chapter 12, verse 45. For those of you all that are just now coming into Bible study, we are tonight talking about the spirit of Belial, the wicked ruler. And we're coming out the book of Matthew. We're starting the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 45. And I'm coming out the King James Version on tonight. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 12, verse 45, it says, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. So, but if we go up just a couple of scriptures before 45, it says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then verse 45 that we just read says, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last fate of that man is worse than the first. So he shall also be with this wicked generation. Amen. So when we're looking here in the scripture here tonight, you all, hallelujah, hallelujah. Although all evil spirits are wicked, it is evident from this verse of scripture, verse 45, that there are some spirits more wicked than others. There are also generations that are wicked because of the spirits that inhabit them. So here in this particular scripture, Jesus was describing the attitude of the nation of Israel and the religious leaders in particular. So just cleaning up one's life, you all, without filling it with God, leaves plenty of room for Satan to enter. So understanding that here a little bit as we go in, and when we look in the dictionary, Webster's dictionary defines wicked as morally very bad, evil, fierce, vicious, disposed to or marked by mischief, ruggish, disgustingly unpleasant, vile, going beyond reasonable and predictable, you all limits. So in other words, there are demons more fierce and vicious and vile than others. And one of the most wicked and vile spirits in the kingdom of darkness is the spirit of Belial, you all. The spirit of Belial. So he is a ruling spirit of wickedness. See, there are a host of demons that operate under his command that we're going to discuss here tonight in this lesson. Belial is mentioned 27 times in the Hebrew Old Testament and once in the New Testament. It is from the Hebrew word Belial, you all, which is translated as Belial. 16 times in the King James Version, you all, it is mentioned. So the word is also translated in other verses as wicked, ungodly, and naughty. So the strongest definition of Belial, you all, is without profit, worthlessness, destruction, wickedness, evil, naughty. So the most common of these definitions is worthlessness, you all. The Webster Dictionary defines as worthless. Is valueless, you all, useless, despicable, and despicable is defined as deserving to be despised, so worthless or obnoxious as to rouse moral indignation. And the reason why I'm breaking this down to y'all so you can have a greater understanding of what is being taught tonight in the lesson. So, therefore, Belial's work is to cause men to commit sins that are so vile and contemptible, you all, that it rouses moral indignation. So all sin is wrong, although I don't make excuses or allowances for any sin. There are, however, some sins more, you all, that are more abominable than others. So that is that they are different degrees of sin. See, under the law, there were some sins that were considered abominations and punished by death, while other sins require certain sacrifices. So Belial's work is to draw a nation into such, you are abominable, you are sins, that it bring the curse and judgment of God. My Lord, my God. So when I observe the practices and sins that are beginning in our nation, I know that the spirit of Belial is behind them. Belial is a strong man in America as well as other nations of the world. Belial is a world ruler of wickedness. We see so much wickedness going on. If you watch the news, or you don't even have to turn on the news, it pops up on your phone. News pops up on your phone. If you're on any social media, you see it over the news, or somebody calls you with what's going on. See, Jesus taught us the necessity of binding the strong man in order to spoil his goods. When we look in the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, you all, hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, I'll read it to you off the King James Version. It says, Matthew chapter 12, verse 29, or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? So we see this in the book of Matthew chapter 12, 29. So you are, the strong man has a list of demons at his disposal that he has released upon our society. It is true. So we want to talk about it here, you all. Let's talk. I want to talk a little bit about demonic spirits operating under Belial, so we can have an understanding more of what's being taught tonight. So the spirit of idolatry. When we look in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 13 through 17, and I'll give you all the opportunity to get there. So and it's in the Old Testament. So if you go to the book of Deuteronomy, you all. Deuteronomy, hallelujah. Hold on, give me a moment here. I'm trying to, papers are falling out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Deuteronomy, you all, if you go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13. Ooh, these papers want to fall out. Give me a minute, you all. I'm sorry, I got so much stuff in my Bible. Things that want to fall out. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 13. Amen. Chapter 13, verses 13 through 17. The Bible reads in the New King James Version, corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed the inhabitants of their cities, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Verse 14 says, then you shall inquire, search out, and ask diligently, and if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination was committed among you, verse 15 says, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, my God, utterly destroying it, all that is in it, and its livestock with the edge of the sword. Verse 16 says, and you shall gather all its plunder into the middle of the street and completely burn with fire the city and all its plunder, for the Lord your God, it shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. And in verse 17 says, so none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy, have compassion on you, and multiply you just as he swore to your fathers. So We read here in the book of Deuteronomy, y'all, we're talking the spirit of idolatry. So this is the first mention of Belial in the Word of God. The Lord identifies the men that would attempt to lead his people away from him to serve other gods as children of Belial. So children of Belial indicates the individuals that were under the control of Belial. They were being used by Belial to draw the people of God from him to serve other gods. See, it is interesting to note that the word idol is a Hebrew word, Eliah, and it means good for nothing, no value of not. So this can be summed up in one word, worthless. Belial, which means worthlessness, tries to lead men or mankind astray to follow something that is worthless. Idols are worthless. They have no value and they cannot satisfy. So there is a principle of Bible study, y'all, that we all call the law of first mention. It says that whenever a subject or a particular word is first mentioned in the Bible, there are some important principles that will be found concerning that subject or word. So the first principle we see in connection with Belial is that he attempts to draw people away from worshiping the true God. So under Belial are spirits that will seduce people and draw them away from the Lord so that we can understand what is going on now, you know, even in our families and our friends, and we see this in our loved ones. So, hallelujah, help us, Lord, my Lord, my God. So the Apostle Paul, you all, prophesied that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. If you go over with me in the Bible, 1 Timothy 4 and 1, hallelujah. Sister Bella, I hope you're available to read for us 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm becoming like the King James Version.
Okay.
1 Timothy chapter 1, 4:1, King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to the seducing spirit and doctrines of devils.
Amen. Amen. So we see it right here in Scripture. If you read it for yourself in the Bible, you see it right here in Scripture. Thank you, Sister Bill. God bless you, Mama.
You're welcome, Amen.
All right. So you all understand, to seduce means to lead astray, to persuade, to disobedience or disloyalty, to lead astray by permission or false promises, to attract, to lure. So the table translation of this verse says, some in the church will turn away from Christ, my Lord, my God. See, this is known as apostasy, you all, which Webster Dictionary defines as abandonment of a previous loyalty, hallelujah, defection. I want you to say, I believe these are the reasons why so many churches and some denominations have abandoned the faith. Some are considering ordaining homosexuals as ministers. What an abomination is that, you all? This is no doubt the work of Belial and seducing spirits to cause many, you all, to apostatize, you all. And let's talk about uncleanness, because we're talking about these different spirits of Belial that's operating in the spirit of Belial. Uncleanness. When we look in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, I want you all to go with me so you can see for yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, and I want someone else to read for me today. Normally I can get Evangelist Kim to read for me. So Evangelist Kim, if you can read for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Hang on. 2 Corinthians. Let me get to it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Hallelujah.
And yes. Then what's that verse again?
17.
Verse 15?
17.
Did you say verse
17?
Okay. Okay, all right. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, or receive you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you for reading the scripture for us. Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. So the Corinthians, y'all, had come out of a lifestyle of idolatry. Apostle Paul admonished them in 2 Corinthians 6 and 17 to separate themselves completely from their former lifestyle and to touch not the unclean things. So the Max version of 2 Corinthians 6 and 17 says, and do not even touch what is unclean. Amen. And do not touch what is unclean. So as believers, we are not to touch what is unclean. You all, they are unclean. I want you to understand this. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all, give me just a minute here. Someone pressed one here. I'll be right with you in a moment. If you have any questions, we're going to get to that part of Bible study. Amen. So I want you to understand, you, I believe we're not to touch what is unclean. There are unclean spirits attached to what is unclean. The word unclean is defined as that which is dirty and filthy. Idolatry is unclean. It is considered spiritual whoredom and adultery. You all, it is departing from the Lord and breaking covenant. For as the Lord's people, we are to keep ourselves away from all that is unclean. The law is associated with uncleanness. According to Galatians 5 and 19, everyone, uncleanness is a work of the flesh. We will not allow uncleanness to be named even once among us as saints. When we look in the book of Ephesians 5 and 3, you all, you can write this scripture down, Ephesians 5 and 3. God has not called us, you all, to uncleanness, but to holiness. He's called us to holiness. You all, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 in your Bible. 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to give you all time to get there. 1 Thessalonians, my Lord, my God. And if you have it for me, maybe Sister Dillard, anyone else that wants to read for us tonight, you press 1, we'll open up your line. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7, hallelujah. Sister, you have 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. Okay, can you read it for us? Amen.
I'm coming out the King James Version. It says, for God had not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness.
Amen. 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 So we see it here in Scripture for ourselves, everyone. Thank you, Sister Billy. Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So we see it here for ourselves. So don't be fooled by the spirit of Belial that is trying to get you to come out of that place of holiness and cleanliness, amen, by promising you all these other things and saying all these lies and manipulating. So these verses, you all, tie uncleanness to fornication. Fornication, you all, is the Greek word apornia, so meaning harlotry, adultery, incest, and idolatry. See, there was a man in Corinth, you all, that was guilty of sexual relations with his father's wife. We see it in 1 Corinthians 5 and 1. So the Taylor translation says something so evil that even the heathen don't do it. I want you to understand that. Something that even the heathen don't do it. You know, another version says that immorality of a kind that even pagans condemn. Come on, think about this. This man was judged and turned over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. See, the only time Belial is mentioned in the New Testament is in Apostle Paul's second letter to Corinth. Belial was obviously strong in the city of Corinth, and he was operating within the church. So according to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, and we can go there together. I want to just rush through it. I want us to go there together. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 1. So 2 Corinthians, and I'm going to ask Sister Evangelist Kimmy Raffer to help me out again here. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Evangelist Kim, you got it for us?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay.
Therefore, okay. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filth of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And that's New King James Version.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Once again, thank you so much, Sister Dilla, for helping me out. Amen. So, you all, we see it here in the scripture. We must lose ourselves from the loud influence if we are to live lives pleasing to God. We must bind the strong man, the loud, and spoil his goods. Amen. So another spirit you all are operating under the loud is Jezebel. And we all heard of, oh, she ain't nobody Jezebel. What is Jezebel? But there's a spirit. There's a spirit called Jezebel. And when we look in the book of Revelation chapter 2, everyone, and I'm going to open up the lines for any questions or comments here shortly. So if you have any questions or comments, hold on to them for me until we open up the lines for the discussion. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One moment here. Okay, everybody. If we go to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, you all, in verse 20, talking about the spirit of Jezebel, chapter 20, Revelation chapter 2, verse 20 says, nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. I want you to understand here in the scriptures, we're talking about Jezebel. So the law works with the spirit of Jezebel to seduce the servants of the Lord into fornication and idolatry. Jezebel can manifest through false teachings, and it is a seducing spirit. Again, the intent is to draw people away from the truth and cause them to error, bringing upon themselves the judgment of God. When we look in the book of Revelation, still in chapter 2, verse 22 through 23, if we read 22 and 23, we drop down. Amen. The Bible says, indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. My Lord. Verse 23 say, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want us to understand this to you all. This was the judgment of the Lord upon those who allowed themselves to be seduced, teachings of Jezebel. Fornication and adultery will always be judged by the Lord. Hebrews 13 and 4, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled by fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. So marriage is under attack in America, you all, like never before. Divorce is no longer considered unacceptable. It is almost expected. Jezebel is a seducing spirit that draws people into a whoredom and adultery. The Webster defines whoredom, you all, as prostitution. It also means faithless, unworthy, or idolatrous practices or pursuits. To whore means a faithless, unworthy, or idolatrous desire to debauch. This will bring the judgment of God. You all, debauchery is defined as extreme indulgence in sensuality. So to be sensual means to be fleshy or carnal, deficient in moral, spiritual, intellectual interests, irreligious, you all. Jezebel does not work alone. The law works with Jezebel to draw people into an abominable sins, you all. So, and that is including sodomy, homosexuality, incest, rape, and perversion of all kinds, more or, you all, or later, you know what I'm saying? So Jezebel works through both manipulation and intimidation. So in the spirit of Jezebel, cannot manipulate people. If the spirit of Jezebel cannot manipulate people into sin, then intimidation will manifest. I'm going to say it again. If the spirit of Jezebel cannot manipulate people into sin, then intimidation will manifest. So Jezebel threatened the prophet Elijah with death. If you all know the story about Elijah and Jezebel, Jezebel hates true apostles and prophets of God. Jezebel hates, I'll say it again, true apostles and prophets of God. You are the greatest threat to Jezebel's influence has always been true servants of God, those who preach the truth and maintain a standard of holiness are obstacles to the work of Jezebel. So this spirit, therefore, attacks these men, you all, and women of God in order to move, you know, to move them out of the way so it'll work on them, any of you all. So understanding that, I hope you all got a you know, kind of an understanding of, you know, what's been said. So what I want to do right now is just kind of open up the line now for anyone that has any questions or comments. You know, there's more of the teaching of this. But like you all know, in Bible said, I try not to give too much all at one time so that we can have a better understanding, eat a little bit, and then get a little more next time, eat a little bit, and kind of have a better understanding and be able to digest it. So if you have any questions or comments at this time, press 1. I do see someone press 1 already. Your phone number, area code 713, the last 4 digits is 8051. Welcome.
Hello? It was me. I wanted to. It's Jamil.
What number? Oh, this is a different number. I didn't know this number.
Oh, yeah. This is
okay,
Jamil. I wanted to read. You needed somebody to read.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know you wanted to read. I didn't know your name. Is this a new number?
No, it's the same number.
Okay. That's because you don't want to be on the line. You used to be on the computer. So I hadn't seen your number in a while. Okay. Okay. So I know now, so when you press 1 that you want to read. All right, thank you. God bless you, Jamil. I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you. All right, so Evangelist Kimberly Rafferty, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for this lesson, and it's bringing me to mind. You know how a lot of things going on in the world, and, you know, people get out up in arts, and you see a lot of people walking in fear and everything. And, you know, they'll be like, oh, this is happening, I can't believe it. We're supposed to, as Christians, we should expect that because the enemy is in control of the world and the worldly things, right? Is that
right.
True?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
So it's like we shouldn't be shocked about that because that's what he does. He does chaos.
That's
and,
what he does.
And right? Yeah, and that's what I was telling about. I don't know why we get all bent out of shape about crazy stuff that's going on in the world, because Satan, he's crazy. And so when we see all this foolishness and things that are contrary to God's will, we know that Satan is doing his job. So,
yes. And, you know, a lot of things, as we've been studying this lesson and other lessons about spiritual warfare and deliverance,
yeah,
is some of these things are rooted, they are generational, and they've been rooted in the bloodline, deeply rooted. And some people are born into this, not understanding why am I going through this, and they're trying to come out. You know, some people will start off really good in faith, and before you know it, they just switched over, and they're living a different lifestyle,
yeah,
because there's still a window open for that spirit to come in and operate. You have to keep them in the church. I mean, they know what they're doing is wrong, but having a hard time coming out of it, one, because they're in agreement
right
with it, and it has seduced them to the point of, for some people, looks like no return. And that's, you know, but when we know what we're dealing with, a lot of times people don't even know, and that's the battle. People don't even know what's going on or what's happening, because a lot of times they're under leadership, their head is connected to the spirit, and then there's a transfer of spirits. That's true.
Wow.
So we thank God. Well, thank you for your comment on tonight.
Okay, thank you.
I do want to kind of thank you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Before we wrap up here, I do want to kind of talk about just a couple more things here as we're talking about the spirit of Belial and those that operate together with the spirit of Belial. I do want to talk about the spirits of rape and sexual abuse. A lot of us have experienced that in our lives, men and women, and the spirits of alcohol and drunkenness, and then we're going to close out here. So I want to go over to the book of Judges, you all, the book of Judges, chapter 19. And since Jamil wanted to read, we'll give her opportunity to read. Jamil, if you go over in the Old Testament in the book of Judges, chapter 19, and verse 25 to 29, if you could read that for us. The book of Judges, chapter 19, verse 25 to 29.
Can you define it? Because I'm still trying to work the big Bible.
What'd you say now?
I said, can you give me a second to find it? Because I'm still trying to work the new Bible. I'm still trying to find
everything. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the front. So you want to go to the Old Testament, and the book of Judges is in the front. You're going to find the book of Judges right after Joshua.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Chapter
19.
Your Bible should have tabs on it. Don't you have a Bible with tabs on it?
But some of them I don't know the abbreviation. Like, I don't see it all the way.
Oh, okay. So the book of Judges in Old Testament, chapter 19, verse 25 to 29.
19. I'm sorry, it takes me a little while.
Okay.
25 to 29. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Give me one second. But the man would not listen to him. So the man seized his concubine and took outside to them. They raped her and abused her all night until morning. At daybreak, they let her go. Early that morning, the woman made her way back. And as it was getting light, she collapsed at the doorway of the man's house where her master was. When her master got up in the morning, he opening the doors of the house, and went out to leave on his journey. There was the woman, his concubine, collapsed near the doorway of the house with her hands on the threshold. "Get up," he told her. "Let's go." But there was no response. So the man put her on his donkey and sent her out for home. Read 29 as well?
29. Uh-huh.
Okay. When he entered his house, he picked up a knife, took hold of his concubine, cut her into 12 pieces, limb by limb, and then sent her throughout the territory of Israel.
All right. Thank you for reading. God bless you. Amen. So you all, we see here in Judges 19:25-29 tells us one of the vilest acts recorded in the Word of God. It says that the sons of Belial raped a concubine literally to death. This abominable act caused civil war in Israel. The tribes of Israel gathered against the city of Gibeah to destroy. The Word of God calls this act lewdness in Judges 20:6. The Webster Dictionary defines lewd as evil, wicked, sexually unchaste, or you are obscene, salacious, you are. And the word obscene means into the sense of repulsive. This Belial causes men to commit vile and obscene acts. You are the proliferation of rape and sexual abuse, including incest and sodomy, are the results of the wicked spirit of Belial. You are, there have been so many women, my Lord, my God, that many ministers have ministered to, and I was a woman. I've talked to many women and men who were victims of sexual abuse as children, and also have cast out spirits of death that came during the violation. So when someone is violated in this way, it can be like a death coming into their souls. Sexual abuse is rampant in our nation, you all. They have sex trafficking that's going on, you all. There was a time when you had to watch yourself because there was a ban, whether it was a grown woman or child or you and your children. It is so rampant in this nation. See, these filthy spirits are the work of the wicked ruler, Belial. Now, you all, back to Judges. I want to say the tribes of Israel were so repulsed by this act of mass rape that they gathered together against the city of Gibeah and demanded that those who were guilty of this act be put to death. When we look in the book of Judges, and you can write it down because we're going to wrap up here, Judges 20, verse 11 through 13, and you can read it for yourself. That's Judges chapter 20, verse 11 through 13. You all, there is much controversy today in America concerning the death penalty. Many liberals in our nation think it is a cruel method that needs to be outlawed. However, in the Word of God, there were sins that were abominable enough to merit death. This book is not debating the pros and cons of the death penalty, y'all, but suffice it to say that it is found in the Word of God. The Spirit of Allah desires for us to tolerate vile acts in our nation, but there are some sins that are so vile and abominable, you all, that they should stir moral indignation in most people, saved or unsaved. And as I wrap up here tonight, I want to talk about the spirit of alcohol and drunkenness. And if you have any questions or comments, I'm going to take those after this, after we go over this particular understanding the spirits of alcohol and drunkenness. You know, when we look in the book of Proverbs 23, verse 31 through 33. Proverbs, if you go with me, Proverbs 23, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all for helping me out tonight in reading for us. Amen. Proverbs 23, you all, and it's verses 31 through 33, and I'm coming out the New King James Version. The Bible says, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. 33, your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things. So we see here in scripture here what the Bible saying. Now the spirit of Allah operates through alcohol and drunkenness. You all, drunkenness is a way to break down morals and opens people up to lust and perversion. It is a known fact, you all, that many children of alcoholic parents are often victims of sexual abuse, including incest. Alcohol can also open the door for spirits of rape, including date rape, which is so prevalent on many of the college campuses, you all. Proverbs 23, 31 through 33 shows the connection of the spirit of perversion to drunkenness. You all, to pervert means to cause, to turn aside or away from what is good or true or morally right, to corrupt, to cause, to turn aside from what is generally done or accepted. Sexual perversion has become rampant in our nation with the promotion of homosexuality and lesbianism, you all, as acceptable and alternate lifestyles. So these are perversions, according to the Word of God. Spirits of perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, you all, operate under the strong man of Belial. This is also referred to in the Word of God as sodomy. You are sodomy, spelled S-O-D-O-M-Y. Sodomy is defined as copulation with a member of the same sex or with an animal. Bestiality, you are. So it is also, you are non-coital, especially anal or oral copulation with a member of the opposite sex. So the term sodomy is mentioned five times in the Old Testament. Sodomites were temple prostitutes who were a part of the worship of the idol gods of fertility in Canaan. So these vile acts were a part of idol worship of the Canaanites. So I'm going to wrap up right there tonight. You all, if you have any questions or comments at this time, press 1. I would love to hear from you. I'll try to answer your question the best that I can, be led by the Holy Spirit to reveal, to bring clarity. Amen. So if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. If you've already pressed 1, then you want to let me know if you have a question. So I'll open your line and ask you if you do. Sister Dilla, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Woo, just came out a few minutes ago when I went to press 1. My Bible just flipped up. It was in Proverbs. What was the last
one
we just did? What was the last chapter we just did?
You're talking about Proverbs? Oh, well, we're in Proverbs 23,
Proverbs.
Verse 31 to 33.
31 to 33. Yeah,
Proverbs 23.
Wait a minute, 23. I was reading. When I was reading, and when you were speaking of by the drunkenness,
uh-huh.
and my Bible says, like, verse 33, it says, thy eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse
things. That's like when a person drinks. Like you say, they mm-hmm. do evil things and they start laying down with different people. That's what I got mm-hmm. on verse 33. Am I right? Is that what it means?
Yeah, yeah. They're the perverse things. They start drinking. You're probably going to get the cussing and talking, you know, all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
With perverse conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was reading that. Amen. And that's so true.
Amen.
The word said right here, and that's
that
how people
so
be. Amen.
Yeah.
I once was there
Amen.
Before,
so
not no more. Amen.
Amen. I think we all been there before. At least some of us, we can be
Amen.
Honest about it. Yes,
Amen.
Lord, thank God for deliverance. And that's what the lesson mm-hmm. is about, deliverance and spiritual warfare, being delivered from these spirits, you know, exposing, mm-hmm. you know, exposing the work of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
And that is working with it. So mm-hmm. I thank God for deliverance. I, too, mm-hmm. have been delivered. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you. Thank you, Mama. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist Kimberly Rapper, do you have any question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question about verse 28, Judges 19, about the concubine, verse 28, and he said to her, get up and let us, when he said, get up and let us be going, but there was no answer. So she was dead already?
Yeah, she was already dead.
Okay. All right. That's what I was trying to say. I saw that there was no answer. Okay. All right. That's what I was just trying to wonder, because when he cut up in pieces, I thought, at first I thought he had killed her. But he just cut her.
Oh,
body
yeah, they had raped her to death. Yeah, she had
killed
died. She was already dead, and he cut her up.
This is a horror story. Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, no,
I was telling people, I said, in the Bible, there is no book more explicit. There's no book that everything in the Bible, it talks about everything. That's why it says nothing new up under the sun. If you read the Bible, it is. You know, but I think some of them have been, I don't know how people read the Bible for themselves, but when you read that Bible, it's mm-hmm. so much everything that is going on now that happened then. You know what I mean? It's just that
mm-hmm.
they didn't have social media, but all that is going on. Nothing new is happening now that didn't happen before. It was really cool to say, and you get people doing that today. You know, I've seen in the news years ago, and I'm sure it happened today, where people were, one guy cut up the woman, right, to cut her up and put her body pieces and put on the barbecue pit, and just all kinds. You can't imagine. You know, you can't imagine yourself doing something like that. But when the spirit of Belial and other spirits that are operating together, it's something. So, but yeah. Thank you for the comment.
Right.
Thank you for your comment and question. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I pray tonight that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. I pray right now that peace come and be still. Because like she's saying, you know, just hearing this and seeing it here in the Bible, itself is gruesome, it's vile, you know, it's a dark place. And for some of us who have experienced that, and just thanking God for deliverance and being delivered of being in that place and knowing, oh, that was what's happening, or that's why it happened, and just having an understanding so that we can help others to be delivered, be set free. Amen. So God bless everyone on the line. Jamil, did you have any questions or comments?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. If anyone else here has any questions or comments, press 1. If not, we're going to go ahead and wrap up here in our lesson on tonight. Amen. I give everybody the opportunity to press 1, those who have any questions. When we get back here next Wednesday, we're going to talk about the spirit of infirmity. Some of us are dealing with the spirit of infirmity, you all. Evil diseases that cling, you know, fatal diseases, you all. That many people are going through today, and we're going to talk about that on next Wednesday. We're going to talk about the spirits of infirmity and Belial and how they work together. Amen. So thank you all for tuning in. Again, if you missed any part of Bible study, you can always go back to the preacher and the pastor here on Blog Talk Radio. You just log into www.blogtalkradio.com/thepreacherandthepastor, and then you'll click on Wednesday Bible study, and you'll be able to go back and listen to the whole lesson, slow it down or speed it up, and other lessons that you may have missed. But we just thank God. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance. We thank you for the word on tonight. Let us pray. Hallelujah, as we
leave this call, but never God's presence. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for one more time. We thank you, Father God, for the lesson that went for every word, every scripture, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, let deliverance take place, Father God, from every spirit, oh God, of Malau and those that work with him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are delivered from the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of alcohol and drunkenness, the spirit of sexual abuse, abuse of any kind, unclean. This right now, Jezebel, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're delivered from every plot, plan, way of the spirit of Allah and all that works with it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our families are delivered and set free, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command the enemy to loose your hold and grip off of us and our family members and loved ones right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare for Jesus Christ has set us free, and we are free indeed, amen, and we are walking in our newness. We decree and declare new beginnings, new life, that we are free, that we are delivered, amen, from past hurt, past pain, past pattern of thinking, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. From every ungodly relationship, every relationship we entered into that was not of God right now, any marriage we have entered into that was not of God, we decree and declare right now that we are free, and we are free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we divorce ourselves from any relationship that we have had with anyone in our past, anyone that we laid down with that was not our husband or not our wives. We decree and declare that we are delivered and set free, that we are blessed, and we can never be cursed because our Heavenly Father has blessed us, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you help us all, Lord God, to come to know, Lord God, all that you have called for us to do, that we will walk in complete obedience to your word in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, any of us that's on the line today that are needing the healing, Father God, let healing take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those of us that need to be delivered, Lord God, let deliverance take place. Amen. And Lord, wherever there's been confusion, Lord God, let peace come and be still. Wherever there's been division, Father God, let unity come and be still. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, where there's been lack, oh God, let plenty be. Amen. Let plenty, Lord God. Let there be an overflow of more than enough right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you as we leave this call, but never your presence. Lord, it's you, Father God, that go with us, Father God, preparing the way. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels that encamp around us and our family members right now, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Father God, as we sleep on tonight, Lord God, I ask that you speak to our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that restoration come as we sleep, healing, peace, joy, and happiness, and deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. I love you. God loves you more. Remember, the devil is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Have a good night.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, just
I wanna hear you say,
one time, one
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.